This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Who do you prefer to handle economic issues, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? A new AP poll finds that voters are largely divided over the answer to that question. The AP's Jennifer King is following the presidential candidates.
With 2 weeks to go in the presidential race a dead heat, today the Democratic nominee campaigns in three suburban Midwest counties that went for Nikki Haley before Haley dropped out of the GOP presidential race.
What kind of country do we want to live in?
The Kamala Harris events in Chester County, Pennsylvania, Oakland County, Michigan, and Waukesha County, Wisconsin are billed as conversations with Republican Liz Cheney. Meanwhile, the presidential race in North Carolina is playing out in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
They are doing the worst job on a hurricane than any administration has ever done.
Many volunteers have been displaced and affected counties have had to change early voting sites. Donald Trump visits the disaster zone near Asheville today and holds a rally in Greenville before appearing with religious leaders in Concord. I'm Jennifer King.
Houston authorities are investigating a report of a helicopter crash last night. It went down after hitting a radio tower, killing four people on board, including a child. Authorities are asking residents to contact them if they find anything on their property that could help in the investigation. Authorities in Georgia are investigating after part of a dock walkway collapsed over the weekend. Seven people were killed. The AP's Donna Warder.
The gangway collapsed Saturday on Sapelo Island as crowds gathered to celebrate the island's tiny Gullah Geechee community, founded by former enslaved people after the Civil War. The gangway was installed in 2021, and officials say upwards of 40 people were on it when at least 20 fell into the water. In addition to the seven dead, three people were in critical condition. I'm Donna Warder.
It'll be the Yankees and the Dodgers in the World Series. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta has the entertainment update. Feels like
stardust. Singer Zayn Malik has postponed his U.S. tour after the death of his former One Direction bandmate Liam Payne, who fell from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires, Argentina last week. The tour was scheduled to begin this week.
Woke up this morning with a wine glass in my hand.
That is Peter Frampton and Keith Urban performing at Frampton's Rock Hall induction on Saturday in Cleveland, audio courtesy of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation. Other inductees include Ozzy Osbourne, Mary J. Blige, A Tribe Called Quest, Cher, Foreigner, The Dave Matthews Band, and Kool & the Gang, whose singer James J.T. Taylor says the Rock Hall was never on their radar when they crafted their songs.
You don't plan to say, I'm writing this because I want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, it comes as your work precedes you.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.